Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I think as every Canadian, so glad that it was finally over. And just so thrilled to see, so grateful that Canadians got Justin, that they got that what he was offering them was not something lightweight and irresponsible and reckless or whatever, that he had spent, if I would say, the better part of his life reaching this goal and learning as much as he could, and such a life he's had. But Jess has always been golden, and I couldn't have been prouder of him last night. The whole family is a blessing. My goodness.
There's a photo this morning that people saw on the Globe and Mail newspaper, the front page, is a picture of you holding Justin's face in your hands, and you're,
I got caught.
That was a moment. What? And I'm sure everyone thought, as I did, what is she thinking? What is going through her mind? What were you thinking?
I think that the moment when we were just together in the hotel, and when we realized the moment when it came on the screen that he had won his majority, I think I had the best hug of my whole life from my son. Because it was a fulfillment of every mother's dream that her children have the education and the opportunity to be the best they can be. And my son certainly has proved that.
But, you know, you say that, of course, any mother would be immensely proud to see their son become the prime minister of the country. But your son's father was the prime minister of this country. And you know, I just wonder if there's any reluctance in you to see, knowing how difficult it is, knowing what toll it takes.
Carol, of course. I've been there, done that. But remember, I was 22 when I was married. I had three babies in 6 years, and I was drowned in an old world of politics that I was no part of. I was a rose on my wonderful husband's lapel, and I didn't thrive in that situation at all. And I didn't think my children would, quite frankly, thrive in that, what I call the crown jewel of the federal penitentiary system.
That's what you call 24/6, yes, the crown jewel of the federal penitentiary system, a prison. And now you see your son and his family going back to that place.
No. I was 22 and I was from North Sand. And for all my darlingness, I really had no sophistication. So the whole thing was just completely overwhelming for me. Now, on the other hand, my darling Sophie, who has, now they've had 10 years of a very, very happy marriage, and there's three beautiful children that she is, they're both raising. It just, I mean, they're just the loveliest. Grandma's bragging. I'll stop that. But
they've done it side
by side. They've done it together. I was popped in. Sophie has earned everything that Justin has done. She has earned as well, because she's been his partner, his soulmate, his quiet in the storm, and his inspiration as well, because she's one of the more loving human beings that anyone will have the pleasure of knowing. She's a really special person.
What advice would you give to Sophie, given what you know about being a prime minister's wife?
Well, everything has changed so much, so my advice is an old lady reminiscing about when my day, but I know the obstacles that she will find in her path that would be unexpected, that I found in my past. And one of them for me was loneliness, because I was put up on a pillar, and I lost contact with, you know, my age group, and Pierre was working all the time. So I became a very isolated person who really thrived on being a part of everything. So Sophie is not that way at all. And she's terribly organized, and she'll transfer that over to make a 24th. I thought she'll just make a loving home wherever she is. And she wasn't the least bit worried. And the last month, she's had to be packing up all her boxes because the rental home that they've been in for the last 2 years was suddenly sold, and they had to move out on October 29th. But where to? She had three options. She was moving into 24 Sussex. That would be easy. She would move into Stornoway. That would be easy. Or she would be just finding her and Justin a home in Ottawa so that they could carry on. But she didn't. This didn't faze her.
It's not just that nuclear family going there, her extended family of Justin Trudeau, including yourself. I mean, how do you feel? when you can you picture yourself back at 24 Sussex?
Tantrum. I think I slammed the door dramatically, the drama queen I was, and I slammed the door dramatically when I left 24 Sussex and sort of did a Scarlett O'Hara thing, never again, never again. Well, you know, eat my words.
But you're going back there as a grandma.
But my role will be grandma. Well, how wonderful. But, and then I can be kind of like a Maggie Smith, the cousin Violet at the dinner table, and I'll just say terrible things, but it's because I'm half crazy or half demented, and I'll have some bon mots from Mama.
And you'll be there at Christmas with your two sons,
you know,
who are both born on Christmas
not
Day.
My turn. It's their turn, and that's the wonder and the joy of life.
Just finally, that I know that you were not married to Pierre when Trudomania first hit, when he became the first, when he became the prime minister.
Oh, no, I had met him 6 months before Trudomania hit.
Okay, so you followed Trudomania, and people said
he was trying to decide in Tahiti whether he was going to throw his hat in the ring and become the prime minister of Canada. And he was reading The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, which I had such disdain for him, because what kind of a beach book is that? But he was the same age as my mom, and my dad was a politician. We were there as a family. And so he was really just sort of the old guy who was always with my mom and dad. And at the end of the holiday, he said to his friends, if ever I marry, I pick her. And that was to me, and I didn't know anything. But our relationship went on from there.
And we saw the Trudomania of those days.
I was at his convention in 1968, and my father took us. So, no, it's deep in my bones. When he said he was given his marching orders by Canadians. Who gave Justin his marching orders? Who gave me my marching orders? Pierre was an extraordinarily strong leader himself, and he led his family as well. He led all of us. But our journey had to be to find out who we were and then be the best at who we were. And that's some journey, Pierre. Thanks. But thank you.
And thank you, Ms. Trudeau, for speaking with us.
Oh, well, it's thank you. And I'm sorry my voice is gone and I'm tired, but I just wanted to say thank you to everyone in the country who helps, I think, give us a really strong, good government.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.